Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Wednesday, the 24th of July, 2013. So I'm sitting looking at a plant pot. Well, it's not really a plant pot. It's kind of more of a bucket. It's a large vessel container. And inside there is, let me just pick it up and see. There's about just over a kilo's worth of peas with a couple of chilies on top. And in front of me on the table, I also have a platter of black currants. So the peas and the chilies have come from the allotments. The black currants have come from my back garden. We've got some raspberries, black currants, strawberries, mint, chives, oregano. If you're from the other side of the pond, out the front, I have rainbow chard, various colours of chard. There are more chives, some pineapple sage. So basically what I'm trying to say is I have all of these wonderful ingredients growing and they're here for my benefit. So today I'm ish on my own. I have the toddler here with me. The four-year-old and his dad have gone out for the day. They're off on a job. So the idea is that pretty much the food that myself and the toddler are going to eat today, they will be technically for free because they came from the allotment. Now I know they're not really for free. Obviously the peas came from a seed and we had to plant that seed and keep the seed watered and weed free and protected from the birds, and we also had to pay rental on the allotment. But what I'm trying to say is all of these items that I'm going to eat today, including some bartered eggs that I swapped with a friend for, I swapped some vegetables with a friend for some of their eggs. All of these things that I'm going to eat today have come to us at extremely low cost. I mean, extremely low cost. Perhaps the value, I think, I know I made an audio piece on this before, but I think the value that we're paying per week, including the rental on the allotment and a certain amount of work that we're putting in our seeds, I think it's working out at about just between 3 and 4 euro a week. And for that, we're eating like kings. So I'm just about to make something up with the peas and the chilies. I'm not too sure. I don't really want, it's too warm. I don't really want to go to the energy of making a soup. Peas, when they're that fresh from the pod, I just think they're lovely eaten raw. So I'm thinking, peas, actually, they come from the legume family. So they're actually the same family as peanuts. They're quite nutty when they're raw and fresh. So I'm thinking I'll make some sort of a peanutty salad with a fresh chili dressing, perhaps a squeeze of lemon or lime. Okay, fair enough. They didn't come from the allotments. But, I mean, my food today for myself and the toddler is possibly going to carry maybe a cost of about a euro. And then when the other pair come home, then we'll share our family meal and we will have some sort of protein. If we eat with the eggs, well, then we won't have technically paid for that protein. If we have meat, well, obviously that'll come to a higher cost for the day. But pretty much our food for the day for the four of us, because 13-year-old isn't around today, is going to come in underneath 5 euro for the day, which isn't bad at all. So anyway, that's the idea. That's the thought that I have. It's technically not food for free, but it gives you an idea of how cheaply and how well we can eat because we grow our own food. Anyway, have a good one. Take care. Bye.